It's so waffle cone.
It's so uncooked. Uncooked Eggo waffle. Nigga feeling.
No, it's slightly cooked Eggo waffle. It's like when you just, it's the one light. Like
when you didn't cook it for long enough and it popped out.
And it's still cold in the middle.
But
and
you already didn't put the syrup on it, so exactly, you gotta commit.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Always do that shit. I can never wait the full, like, 2 minutes. I'm always like, I want an Eggo now.
And so you pop it up yourself? You don't let it pop up?
Pop it up myself. I'm a chronic pop-upper. Self-pop-upper. Premature pop-upper. I have a problem.
Nah, my main has a problem because she keeps everything on the burnt level. I don't know why. Like, she turns it all the way to the max. So I'm like, but it's so to the point where, like, I was like, it's not even food anymore. The natural fibers and elements and nutrients that you're supposed to get out of this have been eroded away because you have burnt the item. Like, but the toast, like you can smell the smoke. I'm like, the hell is that? And so I forget sometimes, and I'm cooking my Eggo waffle, and all of a sudden my Eggo waffle catches on fire.
But there's some people that just like that burnt taste. Is she one of those people?
That Cajun taste? She is one of those people.
Because I love burnt cookies.
I love burnt cookies.
Oh, my gosh. Burnt cookies. And sometimes burnt popcorn. It depends.
I like burnt potatoes, like French fries, like crispy French fries, or like chopped up potatoes. You got to get on these, man. It's really good.
I just pictured like charred ass. You know what? You know what I mean?
Can we introduce the episode, please?
Okay, my bad. Yes. Welcome to another episode of Speaker Box. This is your girl Smurf.
And this is your boy Frankie Massachusetts, a.k.a. Floating Above the River.
Every damn time.
I got them for days, man.
A new AKA. I got them AKA. For Where days. Do you even pull these out of?
I got them for days.
I feel whack that I don't have an AKA. Hold up. I got one. Hold up. Oh. Yo, this is your girl Smurf, AKA Ferrari Ranger.
What? I don't know if anybody else imagined a park ranger in a Ferrari when she
with
said
the top
that.
Down. I don't know.
Right, with a top down bumper, waka flocka. I don't know why that popped into my head.
Because I feel like good AKAs, you take two random ass words and you put them together. That's how I feel like you get a good AKA.
So like what, AKA Sunny Popcorn?
Yeah, or AKA Cocaine Substitute Teacher. Like, take two opposites and put them together and you got a good AKA.
So AKAs are oxymorons. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So
cool.
What are we doing today? What are we discussing?
So we are discussing relationship titles.
Ooh, yes. That's a good one.
It is a good one because I feel, this is just my personal opinion, I feel it's gotten out of hand, and I feel that some of these names need to come to a stop because it's not hot. Like, it's not attractive, and I would feel insulted if someone called me some of these things.
And I am actually insulted, like, because random people give you terms of endearment, like, especially when dudes are, like, trying to crack at you.
Right.
So I take
Well, dudes never crack at me. One dude did.
I mean,
didn't like
you
it.
You're a pretty nigga.
I'm a little bit.
So, I mean, just, like, I've been called things recently that I take offense to.
Such
so I'm
as?
With you. I mean, should we just get to it?
Let's dive into it. Just hit it
on the high note?
Splash.
Okay. So there's an epidemic going on. There's a problem.
And what's this epidemic's name?
It's named Bay.
The Bay Epidemic. Tell me about the Bay Epidemic.
It just seems
Explain for
like
listeners who may not be familiar with this epidemic.
Bay is a term of endearment that recently popped up. Like, I feel like it hit the scene in 2013. And
has it been a year since they've been saying that?
Well, maybe not. It may have been more like 6 to 8 months.
Because I've been under the impression people got that from the Pharrell song with Miley Cyrus. Come get it, bae. Hey, come get it, bae.
Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, I'm not familiar with this song.
You're not familiar with that song? It's
Fuck
on
that.
It's
that sounds awful.
It's on
that
a bunch of commercials and shit.
Awful. That sounds fucking horrendous.
Yeah.
What is Miley Cyrus doing this whole
She's
time?
She's doing the ad-libs the whole time. She's like, swag. Come get it, bae. Hey, come get it, bae. Yeah. Bow. Then get
Frank, stop.
I'm
Frank,
so
serious.
I'm so serious.
Stop.
They got a video.
No,
they got a video. It's got like 13 minutes.
You've made this up to
I will
me.
Show this
you've
to
made
you.
This
and that's
up
what
to hurt
I really
me.
Thought that's where it came from. But anyway, where do you think it originated from? I thought it came from that.
Well, first, So it's a term of endearment that's really just hit the scene. So we're agreement okay. that it's new.
That's new.
It's
yes.
new.
It's very new.
And it's chronic. Like, I see it all the time. Like, everybody's like on Instagram, Facebook, shout out to my bae, looking for a bae, trying to get at my bae, trying to find my bae. B-A-E. Let's just get that out there right now. It's spelled B-A-E for you that are not familiar with bae. That's it's not B-A-Y, which would make sense. I might be able to get down if it was B-A-Y.
Because that would imply that the person you're talking to is dumb. Because the bae gets dumb or goes dumb. Dumb.
That was a stretch.
Was that a stretch? Was that a stretch?
And I think that speaks to who you are as a person.
I fuck with the bae. I fucks with the bae. No, I can't. I hate the term. I hate that term of endearment. I honestly do.
So what gets to you about it? What's your problem with bae?
My problem with any term of endearment that gets made up from left field is by, it ain't got shit to do, because it doesn't have shit to do with shit, and it doesn't particularly accurately describe the person and what they mean to you. That's why I don't like it, right? Like, I don't like boo, because I hate it, because I always go, hey, boo. And there's no classy and there's no etiquette way to say that.
Well,
like, if you saw two people who were not of African American ancestry saying, "What's up, boo?" it wouldn't come off right.
Okay, if I saw a couple that wasn't colored saying boo, like, seriously,
yeah,
I guess I would be a little taken aback.
Exactly.
Unless, like, it was riffraff.
Because riffraff can get away with anything.
Or somebody had cornrows. And a bandana with a fitted tilted to the side.
Stop.
And a velour sweater.
Stop it. Stop it.
But, and a time machine back in 2003.
With a FUBU jersey. Anyway, so, but like I said, it doesn't accurately describe the person and what they mean to you. Just like, I don't even like the term girlfriend. Only because, no, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I don't like the term girlfriend. Because it makes things very complicated moving forward, right? Because you can have a girlfriend in terms of a romantic interest, or you can have a girl that's your friend. And then if you're a guy, who's calling his girlfriend, I'm saying.
You're what's wrong with society.
How am I what's wrong with society?
Girlfriend is an established title, and there's no gray area. If you have a friend that's a girl and you're a dude, you do not call her a girlfriend. You do not call her
but
a
girlfriend. But some do. I don't, but some do.
Who?
Some do.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
For you guys that can't.
No, we don't need to know.
I'm not going to describe it. He just did a gesture, and now I know what he's talking. So he's not talking about. Yeah, I can't say it.
Yeah, you can't say it.
I locked myself into a corner.
Yeah, exactly. Not in today's society. But there are some out there who refer to their girlfriends.
But that's not who we're talking about, though.
Okay.
Mute point.
Okay, fine. Mute the point. But like I said, I like ones that actually describe who the person is. So, something like, I feel that a great term of endearment is the main. I love it.
Because we're going to get back to that
okay,
shit.
Okay, get back to it. But go ahead. What's your problem with bae?
My problem with bae is that it's not a real thing.
It is a real thing.
No, it's not a real thing.
It's an abbreviation, like cray.
No, it's not an abbreviation. Because if it was an abbreviation, it would be spelled somewhat properly. You can't take out a letter from a word.
But you do that with cray and crazy. It's C-R-A-Y, and you took out the Z.
Touche.
Oh, your boy.
Touche. Okay. I'll give that one to you. Okay. Okay. My problem with bae. Again, though, I'm still.
The shit's just ratchet. Let's just say it. It's just not a real thing.
Okay. And because to me, if I hear somebody calling somebody bae, I make assumptions.
True.
An assumption. When you read, you trace along with your finger. That's just an assumption I'm making off top. That you were that dude in class, then when he was called on to read out loud, everybody tensed up because you knew it was about to be bad. You knew it was about to be bad. You knew you had the longest 5 minutes coming.
Because you knew who's going to get lost and read the same sentence over again. He's going to be like, did you ever notice that where there were some people in class that they would read one line and then go back to the beginning of that line thinking it was the line before?
And they wouldn't notice until the very end of